Locker room chats, they continue here tonight on a KNZA. We're still talking about the Horton Chargers. Boys basketball coach David Losey here for a few minutes, brought to you by Union State Bank. A couple good wins here, Coach, we can discuss over the last couple of nights. And obviously starting, you know, back on Monday night, a game at home against Valley Falls, a team, you know, alongside you guys competing towards the top of the league standings. And, you know, you took those couple of tough losses back-to-back to Riverside, you know, previously. But the way your team bounced back in a big way Monday night against a very good Valley Falls team, just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that was really big. Friday night we – against Riverside, of course, they played really good defense, and we struggled shooting the ball. We shot real poor. I think the phrase I used, we couldn't hit the ocean from the boat. And, I 3 of 26 from three isn't going to get you too many wins. And then Monday we bounced back, and I guess all those misses Friday, the basketball gods kind of said, we owe you one. And, you know, we shot well, best offensive output of the year. And, we got out to a lead. I think it was a 10-point lead at half. And I was a little worried at the end of the first quarter. I think they were up 22-21. I thought, gosh, can we keep up this pace? And we did. We really did. I thought the kids really responded well after, you know, a couple of tough losses last week. And, we needed that. We needed to get back on track and, finish the game. I don't think we ever let them get within 12 points. It was just a good win, good all around win. Several kids played well, and you shoot well, you win a lot of ball games. So
yes,
yeah.
I know Dante Masquel. He's been as steady as they come. You know, as far as you know, being a guy down low, just a big body, so good with his feet, and he's put together a couple of really good performances over the last week for you.
Well, I think he's put together probably 15 good performances
there you go.
This year. He's steady. Steady, and people have to honor him. And I, the last couple nights we've had a couple kids step up. Reagan Knutson's had a couple double-digit nights and hitting threes. I mean, his stroke's coming around. And Tave Cabillas, was really solid earlier. Jackson Mohm and those guys, they're solid kids. Luke McAfee, I could name all of them. They, when we put it together, I think we're a pretty decent basketball team. I just hope we can put it together for five more games and then on into the postseason.
Yeah, it's crazy to think just five games left in the regular season. That's, sub-state tournament right around the corner. We didn't really discuss really the Jackson Heights game, but you bounce back. They beat you guys that first game out of the holiday break, but Tuesday night again, right after Valley Falls, you beat them 44-38. Now you get ACCHS. On Friday, a team, they lost some talent, struggling a little bit. They're just kind of trying to find their way here down the stretch. And, obviously a team you can't overlook in regards to that. But, this home stretch, you guys want to be playing your best ball, and it starts here these final five games with ACCHS on Friday.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you talked a little last night. Jackson Hines, we 3 years I've been head coach, we have to, they're grind out games every time. It's just, we were talking to the kids after the game last night. It was a mirrored image from those. And previously, it's just, you're glad you came out with a win because you've got some very talented kids and a good coach. But, Friday night, we can't, unfortunately today, we weren't able to practice because of the little bit of weather, it sounds like. So, tomorrow we'll get to the drawing board on Atchison County and, hopefully, take care of some things that we need to still take care of. We still need to block out better on defense and, keep teams off the boards a little bit. But, we'll got some video on them. We'll take some looks at what we need to do to be successful Friday and then springboard on in.
There it is. David Losey, Horton boys basketball coach. Again, back-to-back wins this week, Monday and Tuesday, against Valley Falls and Jackson Heights. Back to it at home on Friday against Atchison County. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks. We appreciate you guys.